So the news was announced today that the snack food items, this chips and salsa created by Homeboy Industries, is the number one snack food item in the Southern California Ralph's retailers. How does that feel?
That's great. Better than we had hoped for. Our official launch was January 25th. I think we were in the stores a few days before that.
And can you give me an estimate as to how many items have been sold or how much Homeboy Industries has grossed from this product?
It looks like I think it's going to be about 10,000 a month for the salsa and the chips.
And that's number of items sold?
No, that's the dollars received.
And when did you first approach Ralph's with this idea to bring the product on the line?
They actually approached us. They were brought here by a friend of Homeboy and tasted our product, and we started talking with them about can we look at getting, to begin with, the salsas in the store. And that was about a year and a half ago.
And what other plans do you have going forward? Will you continue? Do you want to expand this to other stores or bring out new products?
Both. We would like to expand. We're hoping that our relationship with Ralph's will help us move toward a relationship with Kroger, which is a national chain. So we're starting those conversations with Ralph's, and we would branch out to as many stores as possible. The part of what we're trying to do is establish some steady revenue streams to support all of the services and the employment of the homeboys and homegirls who are here. We brought back 100 employees since last May when we had to let go a lot of people. So our financial situation is stable, and we're taking advantage of every opportunity that comes along for increasing our revenue. We're opening a new cafe in City Hall within the next couple of months, and within the next 12 months, we will be opening a homeboy or homegirl cafe in LAX, in one of the terminals in LAX.
Congratulations again on your great success, and we're looking forward to seeing more products from Homeboy Industries.
Thank you.
In 10 years.